Claire, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
Tell us, how did the Awesome Foundation come about? Tell us this journey that you've been on.
Well, actually, it's actually a global foundation. It was started, I believe, in 2009 at MIT.
Okay.
With some students who had applied for grants before and realised just how difficult that is. Now, I'm not sure if you've applied for a grant.
I have. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty hard, right?
Oh my gosh.
And you've got to do liability insurance and get OSPIS and do budgets and all these kind of things.
And so, letters of support, and it all gets pulled in, and it's a paperwork nightmare.
Paperwork nightmare. That's exactly right. So they had kind of been through this and they sort of thought, gosh, there's got to be a better way to fund those projects that are really great for communities, but where the people don't have the time or the knowledge or the energy to put together these complicated grant procedures, or to put together these grant applications. So what they did was they set up the first chapter of the Awesome Foundation, which was basically 10 of them who put in $100 of their own money every month.
Wow.
And then gave it away.
Amazing.
And the only criteria that they kind of stipulated was, how will this make our city more awesome?
Oh.
So the Sydney chapter has been going for a little while now, and we basically have exactly the same criteria, which is we assess each project based on how will it make Sydney more awesome.
This is so cool. And what a cool thing to do, to sit down and look at applications that just want to make our city better.
Yeah. And then we've had some super great ones.
Okay.
So we've had ones... We've funded dance groups for refugees and migrant girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Groove Rising. That was a fantastic one that we've just done. We funded a couple who go and play at retirement villages. They play music.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they needed a speaker and they needed some equipment.
That is so beautiful. And these are things that are very literally making Sydney more awesome.
That's right. And can be done for $1,000.
Yeah. So this concept is like the micro grant concept.
That's right.
Those smaller little cash injections that give local organisations a boost.
Yep.
What are the criteria for applying? You mentioned there that it's just about making
Sydney more awesome. So basically what we're really looking for is we're looking for projects where $1,000 makes a big difference. So if you're already putting on a big theatre show that costs tens of thousands of dollars, our $1,000 is probably not going to make a lot of difference.
It's a small drop in a big ocean.
That's right. But we're looking for like the guys who wanted equipment to go play at the nursing homes. They needed a speaker, they needed a microphone. They could buy all of that for $1,000 and then suddenly they can do what they wanted to do. So we're really looking for stuff where $1,000 makes a big difference.
It's the make or break point.
That's right.
Wow.
And we love really innovative, exciting projects. So
is there a close and open date? I know a lot of grants have those close and open dates.
Well, no, actually. So yes and no, actually, is probably the answer. So we have rolling grant applications. So you can apply on our website at any time for a normal round. And that's $1,000. And we give that away every month. But we actually have a really special event coming up as part of the Vivid Festival, which everybody is Sydney's.
It's iconically Sydney these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can remember when Vivid was like a couple lights in the rocks.
I know.
And it's this huge, amazing, internationally renowned situation.
I have to admit, every time when the weather starts getting cold, I'm like, Vivid's coming.
Vivid. Get the food trucks. It's Vivid.
So this year, as part of the Vivid Ideas Festival, we're having a mega pitch, mega grant event where we'll be giving away $3,000. And you will have the opportunity to pitch in front of a crowd at the MCA.
Oh, wow.
And the audience will decide.
That's so cool. So people come along, they've got to apply and then kind of get down to a short list. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And we'll also, there's 10 of us trustees, and a lot of us work in different areas where we've actually got experience in pitching and coaching and everything. So we're also hoping that we'll get lots of great applications in, but then we can actually work with them to try and refine their pitch to give them the best shot.
Yeah, because these are smaller local community groups who obviously wouldn't necessarily have had this experience. So we're calling for applications now. When do they finish?
We're kind of keeping them open, I think, until March.
But
you can go onto the website now and you can choose whether you want to apply just for the $1,000 grant or if you want to be in the running for the $3,000.
For the big one. And then we're going to get how many finalists?
Three finalists. And it will be on the 7th of June.
On the 7th of June.
That's right.
At the MCA. What a location too. At the MCA. This is fun. And then people, the general public, will come along and vote.
That's right. That's right.
Like a Shark Tanky Australian Idol.
Yeah, exactly like that.
This is cool. This is Shark Tank meets Australian Idol meets the MCA.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Vivid.
Yeah. Wow. Come along. And we had a mega grand party event, I think a year or two ago, and it was so much fun because, you know, you're hearing some really amazing pitches and really amazing ideas. It was great atmosphere. So, yeah, it'll be a fun event.
Is there anything you haven't funded yet that you'd like to fund one day? Is there like that elusive golden unicorn of funding that you just wish someone would come up to you and say, give us money to do this. It'll be super cool.
Well, funnily enough, I don't think we've funded anything to do with dinosaurs yet.
Okay.
But I think
paleontologists of Sydney.
But no, look, there's nothing. We'd love funding youth projects.
Yeah, okay.
So if there's any projects that really benefit the youth of Sydney, we love that. But to be honest, there's no age limit. There's no limit at all. We've funded everything from painting a preschool that really needed it to art events and installations to everything in between.
Yeah.
So.
It seems like it's one of those great things that will jump across a lot of genres. As you said, the painting a school, buying equipment, arts, young people, old people. It's definitely something we need here in Sydney. How many applications do you normally get around? Does it fluctuate?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And it depends on how much promotion we've sort of got, how getting the word. Because that's always a challenge, is to keep getting the word out to people.
Absolutely.
That there is this opportunity for a grant with really no strings attached. We normally get from about 10 to 20.
Okay.
And then it's actually quite fun. So all of us trustees, we meet every month.
That's exactly grant right. making. Do you feel like a fairy godmother when you do?
Well, a little bit, because we read all the applications and we discuss and we vote, and then somebody gets to call the grantee.
That'd be the most fun.
Well, it is. It's really fun, and we've had lots of funny situations where people have tried to hang up on us because they think we're a We think we're like
Claire calling. From the Awesome Foundation. No, thanks. I'm not interested. No, you
right.
are.
That's right. That's right. We've had one of those. But look, like so often we've had tears of joy when suddenly, you know, $1,000 makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And that's really worthwhile. And
yeah.
It's kind of lovely to feel a part of that.
Absolutely. So where do people go? What's the website if they want to get on board with this big Vivid event?
Okay, so the website is awesomefoundation.org.
Yep.
And from there you can go to the Sydney chapter and the applications are there and you can read about it. And yeah, I encourage everyone to apply. Just, you know, send in any ideas. We're open to kind of everything. And,
especially those dinosaur ones.
Especially anything with dinosaurs.
I'm going to be in the crowd. I can't wait to vote and see what people come up with. I think there's incredible creativity. There's incredible humans in Sydney, and this is a great way to showcase them. Claire, thanks for joining us.
No problems. Thanks, Jess.